WWE family. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, Nasty. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
Hey, that wasn't supposed to happen. What? Welcome to the WWE Family Podcast. Yeah. It's just me and Ike Nasty. What up, boy?
Hi.
Man, we've been seeing all the numbers and been going crazy. We're seeing how many downloads and listens you guys have been giving us. Man, thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Please, help us out. I need to buy this kid toys.
No, you need to buy me some new shoes.
Some new shoes. Yeah, go to illamazon.com. Anything you purchase on illamazon.com, it is just like the regular Amazon, but every time you purchase something, you give us money. I mean, they pay us money. Everything is the same price. Hi, Casey. I suck. That sounded like crap, man. All right, let's start over. Isaac, what up, boy?
Hi.
Everybody, thank you for listening to the WWE Family Podcast. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we've been seeing the numbers, and we've been going crazy. Thank you to everybody out there who has listened. Can't thank you enough. We never expected to get this many listeners. We are in shock, especially to all the people out in Saudi Arabia. Holy crap. What do you guys do all day? Just sit there and listen to us? Christ, right?
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe not Christ. But please, if you like the show that we do, you can help support us by going to illamazon.com. All that is the normal Amazon site. But every time you purchase something,
we get money
from Amazon. So it's nothing more for you guys that you have to pay. It's just like using Amazon normal, but you help out the WWE family. I gotta buy this kid shoes and new teeth because he just got one knocked out. What'd the Tooth Fairy bring you? How much money?
$20.
Holy crap! She must not have been able to make change or something, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Maybe she's flying around like, oh, crap. I forgot to stop at that gas station back there and get change for this 20. Oh, I'm not turning all the way back around. It's cold out here. Right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's cold out here. It's 4 degrees out. Have you been having fun going to school in 4 degrees?
Yeah.
4 degree weather?
Yeah.
All right, so we miss a lot. Let's talk about the Royal Rumble. We ended up getting the Royal Rumble, and right at the beginning of it, what happened?
These two people fought.
And then what happened to our TV?
Then when we got the Royal Rumble, these two people fought, the whole thing went black.
Yep, our TV went black because it was a snowstorm and an ice and storm, right? Yep, so we got it for free. Awesome. Yeah, we called the cable company right away and started complaining. Or Casey did, didn't she?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So, and then finally when it came to, it was almost the end of the match. And, of course, John Cena won. How do you feel about John Cena winning?
Awesome.
Why? Stop acting that way and start talking.
Because he was in last WrestleMania.
Yeah, but now we're going to see him fight Rock for the belt. I called it, though, didn't I? I said, John Cena's going to win the Royal Rumble, and The Rock's going to beat CM Punk, so we can have that match at WrestleMania. Didn't I call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I called it.
Yeah, you did call it.
I did call it. Called it weeks before it happened. I'm like, yep, watch. This is what's going to happen. Yeah, and it happened, and then it happened, and we almost missed it, but we didn't miss it all, and I don't like seeing The Rock with the belt. And, of course, he didn't show up to the last Raw.
Who?
The Rock. He wasn't there. And guess who the main event was?
Him.
CM Punk.
What do you mean?
CM Punk had the main. He was the main event of Raw.
Cool.
Who fought him? I think Jericho fought him.
Yeah, Jericho.
Yeah, people had to vote for him.
Did Jericho win?
Yeah, Jericho won. And then at the end, did you see the end? What happened after that?
No, because I didn't get to see the whole thing.
Is this the full show or just the end? All right, I think this is just the end. Make sure there's not a stupid commercial. Why don't we have any volume? Why don't we have volume?
Pause it, Dad. Pause it. Fruit, don't miss this.
All right.
Is that the shield?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Do we not have volume on your laptop, baby?
Yeah.
Daddy, see right, look right there.
Get in the corner. In the corner. Get in the corner. Should have known it was in the corner. All right, so check this out. This ain't the whole thing, Isaac. But before the Shield got in the ring, Brad Maddox, remember him? The referee guy?
Yeah,
he was, he was in the ring talking about stuff. Yeah, and I should be the hero, and I'll take on the Shield right now. That's what he sounded like, right? And then all of a sudden the Shield came down. The Shield music came up, right?
Yeah.
And they came down and they beat up Brad Maddox, and then guess what happened?
Cena, Ryback, and Cena attacked the Shield.
It was cool, though, because they came through the crowd. Yeah, let's see if it plays at all. Because they had to get back in the ring. Oh, see, they're coming out. See, they're already there. You see that? Sheamus and Ryback. Licking his chops. He looks like, look at him.
It's time for Justice Cena style.
Look at. So Ryback is becoming a good guy, huh?
Yes.
He's not going to be a heel.
Come at me, bro.
Yep, so that's it.
Ryback and Cena, Sheamus, take him to the Shield.
They beat him.
Boy, how long have we been waiting for this?
A long time coming. Cena and Sheamus, victims of attacks last week.
Oh, no, I didn't play that part either. Let's find a better clip. So Isaac can see it all.
That came out and made the Shield get back in the ring.
Yeah, because that's what all that he saw. Yep, so it's a good... So the Shield freaks, right? They came out saying, we didn't say justice wasn't paid for. Applying that the Walrus paid them to do this stuff. And CM Punk didn't have knowledge.
I am
here he is.
An innocent
I am
victim.
Victim. Get in the corner.
I am innocent.
I am innocent.
I am a wrong
I'm
man.
A wrong.
And you know what?
You know what?
The only thing I could do, I did the right thing
when I
gave Vince the footage that proved that Paul Heyman was lying about me and lying about the Shield's involvement with CM Punk.
With CM Punk. And I got pretty hair. And I like my clothes.
So, in a very...
And I got cool clothes.
Very real way. I am the hero.
I'm a hero, Isaac. You hear me?
I am the hero of the story. And as
your
hero, it's going to be
me
and not John Cena.
Yeah. Not John Cena, Isaac. Look at my hair. It's pretty. Pretty hair. Dude, he wears lipstick. Look at his lips.
Who's gonna teach
he
the
wear,
Shield?
Look at, he doesn't even know how to put it on. He's got it all over the top of his lip. You see that? He's got pink lipstick on. He keeps puckering his lips. You see that?
So, Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
Dad.
Justice.
I hate this guy, man.
Awaits you.
Awaits you. Oh.
Thanks for the invitation, Brad, but we don't need one.
I'm not the only one who took money from Paul Heyman.
I don't even compare yourself to the Shield. Hey, nobody ever said justice was free. Maddox, you want to teach the Shield about justice? Do you even understand the concept
of justice.
Last time, it was
you
all
to see Isaac when
tonight we're gonna
when
take
Ryback
time
comes
to enjoy
out. It looks like the security guards have some guy on the ground.
See, we just get the feeling that maybe Brad Maddox doesn't believe in the Shield.
Hey, Isaac.
Yeah.
Casey,
it's not gonna be good.
We got a pit bull, you guys.
No,
his name is Big Head.
I brought it on himself.
Look at his head. Doesn't he look like one of those hungry hippo heads?
Brad Maddox with Red and Ambrose, and here we go.
Like he's about to
This is gonna be a massive.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Said what he wanted to do. Brad Maddox said that he wanted
hurting his feelings.
Oh, shut up. Is this a dog? You and Casey. I swear to you. You guys are crazy.
We keep making fun of him like 24/7.
Yeah, like he knows what I'm talking. Like he knows what hungry hippos are.
He does.
How does he know?
Brad Maddox about.
How does he know what a hungry hippo is? He's a smart dog. So he watches TV. He goes to Walmart and stuff. He goes to illamazon.com and order hungry hippos.
Yeah, he knows what Amazon is. I showed him.
Ill Amazon is. Uh oh. Here it is.
John Cena vowed.
What?
Call out the Shield tonight. The Shield is waiting for Cena.
We always end up playing his intro music about 10 times. Each show. At least twice. Where is he?
But Cena. Cena. Entering the way the Shield does.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, look at Ryback. There he is. Cyclops is coming. Sheamus, he's got to walk over to him. See him? I bet. Yeah.
You know what they say about paybacks. And the Shield going to retreat. The Shield heading for higher ground.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Orton and company. The entire WWE locker room blocking the path of the Shield. They got nowhere to run. And many of those men, you look that
yes, sir. Time to pay the piper. Looks Cyclops is crazy looking.
Ryback licking his chops.
Big Head's licking his chops. I said something about hungry hippos. Now he's hungry. Look at Sheamus, man. He's got those psychotic eyeballs.
Daddy, he's not a hippo. Okay?
Okay.
Not a hippo.
Okay.
Boy, how long have we been waiting for this?
A long time coming.
Damn.
Cena and Sheamus, victims of attacks last week. Ryback, victims of numerous attacks by these men.
And now that the odds are even, it's a different story. The Shield covering up, trying to fight back. But Cena, Ryback, and the Great White with the upper hand.
And they're no longer to the Shield have the numbers in their favor. Rollins.
Remember at Christmas time, Sheamus said that his mom sent him a year's supply of suntanning lotion?
No.
Or sunscreen, I meant?
No.
Nope. Yep, so that's what happened. What do you think about that?
Cool.
So what do you think about the Shield? Do you like them? Do you don't like them?
No.
Why not?
Because they do not know how to wrestle.
Oh, they're a bunch of bullies, huh? What about Brock Lesnar? Last episode, I said, yeah, the reason why I put Brock Lesnar's music in there is because I liked him. I wish he was still in wrestling, and guess what happened?
Because of wrestling.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Whoa, it is.
Wow, look at this. Look at the walrus's face.
Brock Lesnar.
Good God.
I'm psyched. That this guy is back in the WWE.
What is he doing here?
Yeah. What do you think, Isaac?
I think he signed a contract while they're talking, and then
yep.
He comes out.
Yeah, that's what he did. He signed a contract with Vicky Guerrero. I almost said Vicky Pezza. Shout out to Vicky Pezza. At Vicky Pezza on Twitter. She's a funny lady. What was we saying? Vicky Guerrero signed him to a contract. And this is the first time that he came out, right? When Vince McMahon was going to say, you're fired to the Walrus. What's the Walrus's name? Oh, yeah, Paul Heyman.
Heyman.
Don't So now, look at Vince. They said that Vince had hip surgery after. Yeah, dude, he landed right on his hip though, because I was trying to see if he landed correctly, and he didn't. I like this though, because didn't Vince mess up his shirt?
Right.
See, Vince McMahon messed up Heyman's shirt, and then Brock Lesnar came in, fixed dude's shirt, got right in the face of Vince, which is what he's doing right now. And I love this. Look, he punches him with his nose. He just puts his nose on his nose. Yeah. Doesn't even budge him. That's fucking Brock Lesnar, ain't it? That's what I'm saying. The perfect heel. Even the motherfucking
You wouldn't do something I would regret later on.
He doesn't have to say anything, right? You don't have to come out and say, "You people disrespect me." No, he just got to come out and fucking kick ass.
That sounds like more like CM Punk.
It does. And what did Punk not do before the Royal Rumble match? He didn't say a word. Not an interview. Not a word. Before the match, not a word after. He did. He went in there, handled business like he was supposed to.
Oh, no. In the middle of the match, then, Rumble, he started saying what? Because he was about to strip him. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was about to strip him. So he did say something.
Uh-oh. Look at his face. Bam, right on his... Right on his right fucking side, yeah.
For God's sakes, the man's a grandfather!
Yeah, listen. For God's sakes, the man's a grandfather! You heard that? Yeah, so Brock Lesnar's back in wrestling. What do we think about Brock Lesnar back in wrestling?
Bad.
Why?
Because Ryback's here, Rock's here.
Yeah.
Jericho's back.
Yup. It's gonna get interesting, huh?
I can just tell it's going to be a match with Brock Lesnar, Ryback, and Chris Jericho, and did I say the Rock already?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
And the Rock.
Dude, the next thing.
And John Cena in a match.
The next thing is Elimination Chamber. I want to see the Rock get freaking roughed up in that one. I want to see him get smashed against that freaking metal and his face stomped on it. I want to see him bleed. He deserves to get his head. He's going to win. He will win his Elimination Chamber.
No, he's a loser. Yeah,
no, he will win it because they want WrestleMania, main event, John Cena and The Rock for the belt. Okay? Elimination Chamber. Remember, it's always the belt is on the line. So whoever has a WWE title, they're in that chamber with what? Four other people? Something like
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, they got the four chambers that they come out. So anyways, and then the same thing with the heavyweight belt. Four people will battle whoever has that. Who's got that right now?
Heavyweight?
Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, I could just tell Alberto's going to lose it. Whoever goes in there that's tough enough, he's going to win.
Yeah, Big Show.
No, he's probably not going to be able to fit in that little tube.
Oh, he's done it before. What about, I want to see, for my Elimination Chamber, what I would like to see for the WWE title. Let's find out. How many people can they have? Let's figure that out first.
Four, Daddy. They can
yeah,
have,
but them plus no, four?
Four, five. They can have six. In all, they can have six. It's 2012.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. Just so we're talking right. Just so we got it right. Where's the Elimination Chambers? Here we go. Six men. So it's six men. All right, let's think.
Yeah,
one has to be The Rock. Two, John Cena, right?
Well, no.
I want to see Brock Lesnar. I want to see Ryback. I want to see CM Punk. And who else?
Chris Jericho.
No. I want to see somebody
Brock Lesnar.
I already said Brock Lesnar. I want to see somebody
Ryback.
That... I already said Ryback. Rock.
CM Punk.
You nerd. Don't say things that I've already said. All right, so six
Kofi
men.
Kofi Kingston.
I would like to see Triple H come back. That would be nice. He'd get in there and kill somebody because him and Brock don't like each other.
No, he's fired, remember?
Triple H is not fired.
Yeah, he is.
How is he fired?
He got fired.
No. He was going to retire, but he said he didn't say anything or not. Remember? That was the last thing we heard from the Triple H. After his match in the summer against Brock Lesnar where he lost.
Yeah, like last year summer.
6 months ago summer.
Oh, I didn't know it was this summer.
Yeah, man.
No, it was last summer.
Nah, dude, trust me. Trust me.
He's been gone for
You're wrong.
He's been almost gone for a year.
No. The last WrestleMania was not even a year ago, and he wrestled Triple H in it. And then he came back, talk about Brock Lesnar. You're not going to get this private jet. You're not going to get all this crap that John Laurinaitis promised you. And Brock Lesnar came out and broke his arm. And then they wrestled in like SummerSlam or something. Night of Champions, maybe. And he lost. Triple H lost. Brock Lesnar quit wrestling. And Triple H came out saying, I don't know, that might be my last match, but I'm not going to put it on it. Blah, blah, blah. Remember?
Yeah.
All right.
That kind of means he quit. Because he hasn't been back.
You're going to get fired, Isaac. Well, what do you think for Elimination Chamber? What would be your ideal match for the WWE Championship?
Okay. Because Wade Barrett has it still.
Oh, he's got the Intercontinental.
Yeah, Wade Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Ryback.
Okay.
Rock.
Yeah.
John Cena.
Yep, one more.
And Undertaker, if he's back.
Oh, that would be awesome. I miss the Undertaker. See, with Brock Lesnar.
No. This is for heavyweight.
Okay, so if, Alberto?
No, if Alberto didn't have it. I would say Kane would have it. Mm-hmm. Just think of a match like that.
All right, go ahead.
If Kane somehow wins it,
yeah,
it would be Kane, Undertaker, Triple H, Ryback,
yeah,
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah? IllAmazon.com?
That's what it is. And...
Well, I'm excited for this Elimination Chamber. I'm sorry to cut you off. We don't have much time left.
And Big Show.
Big Show!
No, not Big Show. Did I say Brock Lesnar?
Where is the Big Show?
Killing John Cena.
Oh, it's a big bad show in town. You're not gonna sing with me? Well, it's a big show! But I would like to see, No, that's fake stuff. That's just video game stuff.
Sure, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm positive. They lie about it all the time.
Let's try it.
No, I'm not. Nope. What else are we going to talk about? What did you think about Royal Rumble?
Good.
Why is it good?
Well,
what did you like? You like that Cena won?
Yes.
I would have liked to see Ryback beat him.
Yeah, he would have won, except if... He wasn't, because John Cena wasn't tougher than Ryback, like, had stronger.
Yeah.
Ryback would have won. He wouldn't be able to carry him, he would have dropped him, and then next thing you know, Ryback would have got him and did his finisher move and then threw him out.
Yeah.
He wasn't tough as Ryback.
Ryback's a big boy. Look at, see? Faked us again with this crap. Video game stuff. Always video game stuff. Hey, you video game people out there on YouTube, I hate you guys. Hate ya.
Don't say that, because what if...
No, I don't hate you. I just hate your videos that you put up, and you trick me. Look, same guy. He's tricking us again. I don't even know where I'm at now. This guy is all over the place. He's got 4,000 videos, man. We need to kick him around sometimes.
He has
9,000. I don't think so. Ah. So what do you think about Rock being the champion, Isaac?
Good.
Why?
Because then this would be a good opportunity because he hasn't had it for so long.
Yeah, but he doesn't even come to wrestling half the time.
And you said he wasn't on there at Raw.
No, this, not this past one. This was the one right after the Royal Rumble. He was going to flip that belt around. Who's that guy talking?
I don't feel better. All right, hold on.
We got some little kid talking in the background. You know, we can't get it right every time. This was his celebration on Raw. The night after the Royal Rumble. Shout out to CookieChaser.tv. That's where we get the good stuff from. I want to see Brock Lesnar come to nail. Shut him up, baby.
Why not? It's fun.
That Just Bring It shirt looks cool, huh?
Yeah. Stay, I'll start checking out for you and open him and go.
Wait, he's going to play jokes on me. Come on, Rock, start talking. Finally, The Rock has come back.
There is only one word that can describe the spirit of tonight.
What's that?
One word that symbolizes
electric.
Our entire journey.
What do you think?
And that word,
I think he's going to say awesome.
Is finally.
Finally.
The Rock has returned.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Las Vegas.
Did you see The Rock quickly turn in the middle of saying that? Did you see that?
No.
It looked like he just realized the camera was not getting his best angle.
WWE Champion. There is no accolade on this earth that is more deeply ingrained in my blood than this WWE Championship.
What's that?
From 1998 to 2003, I had the honor of winning 7 WWE Championships.
That's a lot of times that belt changed hands.
And after 10 long years, I can honestly tell you that this moment here with you tonight is the proudest moment of my career. I've already thanked my friends. I've already thanked my family. But I want to take a moment to thank all of you.
All right. Awesome. Right before we get out of here. So, they won't be in the Elimination Chamber, huh? That sucks. So right here, we just find out CM Punk invokes his rematch clause to face The Rock at Elimination Chamber. How can that be? Then who's going to be in the Elimination Chambers? For what belt?
That's going to be...
That's stupid.
Because that's going to be him, CM Punk...
That is more deeply ingrained in my blood than this WWE Championship.
For 434 days, I made that title special, and now you are just gonna flush it all down the toilet. You didn't win that. It was handed to you just like everything else in your crappy spoon-fed life.
Yep, it's handed to him.
Any respect for yourself. for your father, for your grandfather, you would walk down this aisle. You would come up
now
to me right now.
CM Punk should be thinking
right,
because he doesn't get stripped
here is
right
your
away.
Title back because I did not earn this. I stole this from you, and you can have it back. Congratulations on being the best in the world. And then apologize to me for tarnishing what I made so great.
Who's he gonna say?
Come on!
If you had an ounce of manhood and nuts between your legs.
So he's gonna talk about everybody's balls.
You would
yeah, walk
down
that
ramp and come and take
the people's pebbles. Why don't you come play with the people's pebbles?
Ew.
He says that before.
Aw, CM Punk being so weak.
I'm gonna stand on the stage like a punk-ass bitch, because it's cool to swear, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna go ahead, and I'm gonna stand up here like a punk-ass bitch, because CM Punk doesn't do things on your terms. I do things when I want to. And I'm thinking I might grant you a rematch, possibly. Well, I don't know. Since tonight doesn't fit my schedule, how about Chattanooga, Tennessee on Friday? That's where I'm going to be. And Montgomery, Alabama on Saturday.
Hey, yep, see?
And I'll be in Birmingham on Sunday, and I'll be
they wrestle
right back
all
here
the
in 1 week.
Fucking time.
Monday Night Raw in Atlanta.
Every
but
day.
If none of those
all
fit
time.
Your schedule. I say 3 weeks, I grant you a title shot at the best in the world. A rematch. Your rematch. Trust me, it's not my rematch. It's yours. And I'm granting it to you. Show up if you dare.
See, that's right. He couldn't even come on Raw. You know damn well The Rock's not out there wrestling all the time at those special
you
shows.
You want Elimination Chamber? You got it, Jack. But you ain't taking the WWE Championship from The Rock. The only thing you're going to be taking in 3 weeks is the ass kicking of a lifetime, you punk-ass bitch. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
So, you ask why I'm mad? I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. Because The Rock is not out there busting his balls, making his money. He's just a guy that comes in and says, yeah, you got to do this, this, and then I'll come and show up at WrestleMania, and then, but I want to be the champion. And you know what?
What?
I think that maybe since his movie, G.I. Joe got pushed back another year almost, that he'll... Yeah, I'll come back for Royal Rumble and make the belt, and then we can start promoting for G.I. Joe.
That's when he's going to get famous again.
Yeah, it's just all money to make more money, to spend more money, to make more money. It's all revenue-driven. But that's my opinion, and I always
put that on
Isaac and see if he likes it or not. But I love WWE. It's very fun. It's great to watch up and down. Something to get mad about. Something to get happy about. Just something else to entertain. We don't do much entertainment in this house. You know, we don't watch much TV. You do. But this is something that we can all do together. I like it.
Because that's the only thing I do on Mondays and Fridays is really watch TV when I can. That's the only time I really can watch TV because it's school days.
Do you remember that guy, Mitch, that does podcasts?
Yeah.
Mitch Nutter on Twitter. He does a podcast called Hiding From My Wife. Him and his son, he's got a 5-year-old boy. They're talking about doing a UFC podcast. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it be? Heck yeah.
Yes.
We'll come on and mess with ya, right? Because we like UFC stuff, too.
We don't even watch UFC.
Yeah, remember? No, we watched The Ultimate Fighter last week. Remember that guy got knocked out with that kick or that knee?
I know, right?
Yeah, that was a vicious knee. But thanks to everybody out there who listened. We love ya, everybody. IllAmazon.com. Please go there. Buy what you normally buy at Amazon.com. Just use IllAmazon.com. Anything else?
No, not really.
Yeah, we'll try to do more shows. Anything else?
No, it's just we gotta hurry up.
Pizza, illamazon.com. Also, check out Get in the Corner podcast. That's
kids.
One me and Dogger do. It's funny. It's funny, 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 funny. Get in the Corner podcast. All of these are available at illradio.net. You'll find the WWE fan podcast and Get in the Corner. Get in the Corner.
That's not for kids.
That's not for kids, no. All right, we're out of here.